qualified vendors as we could find. We only received responses from two, and one of those responses was a decline to participate because they didn't have the expertise to create these forms ahead of time. The one bid response we did receive was from SI Precast Concrete, and they did complete the bid forms as required, signatures as required, W-9s and everything we needed, and the pricing is reflected on the recommendation letter that Mr. Huff just delivered to you all, and I'll turn it over to him right now for the details of that response.
We have reviewed the one bid that we got from SI Precast. The cost for the 28-inch block is $87.18 per block. The 41-inch block, $112.50. The 60-inch block, $148.24 per block, with a square foot price of $20.15.
Is that delivered, or we have to pick it up?
We pick it up.
And you're checking, you find that to be a fair price?
Yes.
Make a motion that we approve the bid between SI Precast Concrete in Springfield and Payne County for retaining wall blocks.
You want to award the bid to them?
Approve it, award it. Okay. Yeah.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you. I'll notify the vendor.
I do have a question on it.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right. On that one, I did receive some phone calls asking about the 1 year. They were wanting it locked in for, you guys were wanting it locked in for a year. The price
on these we do. Yeah.
Okay. Is that, they were the only ones willing to do it? Is that something
is
normal
that in the
with
bid? I'm sorry. Was that in the bid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was in the bid, but I didn't know if, with it being as concrete, one of those that kind of goes up and down, or no, not like an oil or a.
Now we're on the bid recommendation for dump trucks.
Yes, thank you. That's reference to bid number 201801-395 for two dump trucks. This was requested by Road and Bridge, released on January 27th, closed on February the 28th. In this particular instance, we did receive responses from two different truck companies, Jenkins Diesel, Springfield, Missouri, and Summit Truck Group, also Springfield, Missouri. Summit Truck Group went the extra mile and actually submitted pricing for two different body styles, a Heil and a Crown, and Road and Bridge has reviewed these responses, and had, I think Mr. Huff has delivered a letter of recommendation to you all for their recommendation for awarding this bid, and I'll turn it over to him now for those details.
On the spreadsheet, if you want to go to the last page with the Crown body, I've reviewed the bids from the two vendors on the dump trucks and recommend Summit Truck Group of Springfield, Missouri. The cost of $154,260 each. Total of $308,520 for two dump trucks with the Crown body.
What, how come we only had two bidders on this one?
We had a few other responses that, I don't know, I think,
In the past, how many do we normally get? About five or six, don't we?
Well, four anyway. We were expecting four, and I think two of the vendors were splitting some hairs with us over the specs, and it's not unusual for vendors to try to customize the specs to accommodate their equipment exactly. And I talked to a few of them myself and said, you know, look up the definition of the word bid, submit something. You know, we can look at the details after the fact. And I guess bidding is a little too complicated for some of these vendors. I don't know. But we try to simplify it, but we had the two responses. That's what we got.
I talked to one or two, and they both said that they would have several exceptions, and they would have quite a bit more cost in order to meet the spec that we had out.
We had a lot of specs on this. The Road and Bridge does quite a job on creating specs on dump trucks. I'll say that for the record. And like, well, then 300 of them.
Then did we? Are we being too specific to it? You made a comment just now saying that. I'm going to mess this up. They have specs for their vehicle, but you just said that we had over 300. Are we making it to where nobody else can bid? Are we bidding a specific vehicle, or are we opening it up
no.
to where, hey?
I'll say no. I do confer with departments, and I express concerns when I see something that looks like that. And Randy could tell you, or Devin could tell you, that when we meet on this and prepare these bids for release, I'm cautious not to tailor-make our bids too confining so that we do get responses. We try to keep them as general as we can. But yet, we do have to have the equipment that serves the county
the best.
That, but
we do on a lot of the line items put or equivalent.
Okay.
That
right.
way, any vendor
okay.
should
right.
be able to meet
okay.
that.
And that's one of the questions I deal with on a regular basis. You know, that if we refer to a brand, look at the specifications or look at the
and then put or equivalent
terms and conditions.
Devin, you made the comment that they said they'd have a lot of exceptions.
That's what one of the vendors told me, because of the specs that we had that their truck wouldn't meet, so they would have to put an exception.
We had them bid before with the exception
right.
in
we,
there.
Right,
we've
had them. They bid on them before.
But they just
like
chose
this.
Not
they
to
just
bid.
Chose not to bid.
Yes.
I just want to make sure we're
right
getting the best.
No, we're being as fair as we can.
Well, I want to make sure we're getting good responses so we can be buying what we need to buy.
Like I said, I did talk to a few of them to make sure that there wasn't a problem on our end, and
okay.
it wasn't. They just didn't feel they could meet the specs on it.
So. The Crown Bed versus the, is it Heil or?
Yes. The Crown Bed is out of West Plains, Missouri.
Just as good?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Move to award bid number 201801-395 to Summit Truck Group out of Springfield.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you. I will notify the vendors and issue the agreement drafts.
Did you just come out in case we had other questions?
The only thing I was going to add, the specs were almost identical to what went out previous spec.
Okay.
Very little changes to it.
The one thing, major thing we did change was on the warranty. 5-year, 200,000, which we had. But we also added in there bodybuilder components. And bodybuilder components, and that was
hydraulics
it.
Hydraulics and
where it covered the bed and hydraulics and all that. That way, it would be there for 5-year, 200,000.
Gotcha. I just know that
the only addition to that bodybuilder components, the entire truck bumper to bumper.
I just know in the past we've gotten is Peterbilt usually bid, and then.
Kenworth, Freightliner.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. We had.
And I talked to.
We've talked to them, yeah.
To them, and they just chose not to.
Okay.
Sounds good. Just make sure.
Bid recommendations for Dodge Patrol cars. Number. Or four of them for number 201801-396.
Yes, thank you. This bid, as you just quoted, is for requested by the Taney County Sheriff for 4 Dodge Patrol cars. It was released on January 27th, closed on February 28th. I emailed this bid invitation with all the bid documents to 12 different car dealerships, as I usually do when the sheriff asks for cars or trucks. And in this instance, I was surprised to see that we only received two formal responses. One of them from Landmark Dodge in Columbia, I believe, and
Kansas City,
I'm sorry, and Tri-Lakes Motors in Branson. And I'll turn it over to the sheriff. He completed a thorough review of both of these responses, and he's prepared to make his recommendation for award.
I did go over these bids. Landmark Dodge was considerably less than Tri-Lakes Motors. However, they did not bid the extended warranty as Tri-Lakes Motor did and as requested by the bid. So Tri-Lakes Motor was the only one that bid everything that was requested on the bid specs. So my recommendation is to go with Tri-Lakes Motors.
What was the amounts?
Tri-Lakes Motors is $25,683. Landmark Dodge is $23,175.
And the extended warranty is $100,000 5-year?
I'm sorry?
Is the warranty 5-year, $100,000?
Yes. Yes. Bumper to bumper warranty.
Do you have a copy of the bids stand out like they usually do?
The recommendation letter is what she's asking.
No, I do not have a copy of that on the car.
That's something
some departments do those recommendation letters and some don't, but I can make you a copy of the bid award form if you want it.
Okay, so which company was $25,000?
Tri-Lakes.
$25,000. Yeah. Tri-Lakes
with the warranty. Yes.
I'll make myself another copy when I get back upstairs.
And that's one thing that we check to make sure that everybody bids exactly the same as to what was required.
And the 5-year warranty would probably cost that amount.
Right. As soon as we opened them, I told Mr. Erickson here, I said they didn't bid the warranty. I mean,
so that said, the bid would be about the same if they didn't bid the warranty.
Yeah.
And Tri-Lakes is...
You do the math on that pretty close, don't you?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Move to award bid number 201801-396 to Tri-Lakes Ford.
Second for a comment.
We have a second with some discussion.
That's on four cars. Is that what we had in a budget for four patrol cars?
Well, no, in the budget you had $150,000.
No, I meant was it on four cars?
That's what we bid, yes.
Okay. And that's what was in the budget, was four cars.
Well, the budget?
Well, you got $150,000 budgeted.
In that line item?
In the line item, yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Yeah, and just for the record, this is Tri-Lakes Motors per the W-9 form. It's going to be on the agreement. Motors. Thank you, Commission. I'll notify the vendor and submit the agreement draft to legal.
And we got... Next on there is a bid recommendation for Ford F-150 Responder, bid number 201801-397.
Yes, thank you. This bid, as Presiding Commissioner Schofield just mentioned, 201801-397 for a Ford F-150 Responder, as requested by the Taney County Sheriff. This bid was released on January 27th. It closed on February the 28th. As usual, I emailed equal amount of vendors, Ford vendors, I think 10 or 12 in this case. We did receive responses from four different dealerships for this one vehicle bid. Lou Foss Ford in St. Louis, Tri-Lakes Motors in Branson, Jimmy Mitchell Motors in Aurora, and Republic Ford, and all of those bid responses were fairly close in nature. And once again, Sheriff Russell took possession of all of them, copies of all of them, for complete and thorough review, and he has He's ready this morning to present his recommendation for award. I'll turn it over to Sheriff Russell at this point in time. Would you like me to read those amounts before I turn it over to him?
Yeah, please.
Lou Foss was $39,000.